Thank you for downloading this podcast from Victory Outreach Manchester. We pray that this message will bless your life as you listen.
And amen. Now, this portion of scripture was written by Paul to the Galatian church. And why I believe that God is bringing this word for this season is that what can happen as Christians is we can find ourselves going back to works where our performance and what we do, we feel like that our relationship with the Lord is based upon performance. We heard from Paul last week that he spoke on building for your future. The week before, he spoke on break up the fallow ground of the soil. And I'm coming on the back end of that, is that we are in a season, it's a new season. We have received many words. We came from the valley, it was a raised place. We've come into a new place, a new season. Anyone been feeling there is definitely a new season? We're not in the season we were in, we're in a new season. But there are some things that are happening in this new season that can be quite challenging. And I want to address those things. I want to address them because when you go into something new, you can't really see what's happening. You can't work it out. Last season, there was evidence of what was happening. You could see it. It was evidential. It might have been you got married, you had a baby, you got a business. There was a financial, you bought a house, you got your degree, you got your master's, you graduated the home. I don't know what happened in the last season. It might have been a negative experience. You could have been abandoned, you could have lost children, you could have had many things happen to you. But one thing I want to say to you today, in every season, whether it be good or bad, Christ is being formed in you. Amen. That's your end goal. If you ever lose sight that God is conforming you into the image of Christ Jesus, you've lost the whole walk. It's Christ in you, His Spirit in you, changing you from glory to glory, from strength to strength. How does He do that? Oh, well, hello. He does it through the seasons of life. He does it through the good times and through the bad times. He does it when you're full of faith, and He does it when you have no faith. You know why? Because He's faithful. Even when we're faithless. How many people are grateful that your salvation is not based upon your belief? I am so grateful because there are days when I have nothing good at all to give. But He loves me. He has a purpose for me. Christ is being formed in me, and He's being formed in you. We have to find Him in every season of our life. And you have to understand that if it doesn't start in faith, then it's going to end in the flesh. What you sow, you will reap. We have to sow to the Spirit. And that's what Galatians was all about. It was all about sowing to the Spirit. Why do we war and fight? Because we cannot get what we want. Why are there quarrels amongst us? Because we can't do what we want to do. You want to look at your own life and reason why you're struggling or you're warring or you're having problems. You need to look at the factors. Are you sowing into the Spirit? Because if you're not, then you will reap to the flesh. In this season that we're in, God has brought us into a new place. The notes have gone. Forget the notes. I'm not a speaker on the notes. As soon as I go back to them, you might as well close the service. We've come into a new season. And in this season, I was so excited to get out of last season. That valley was horrible. Last season, we had 5 deaths in our church. close people to our heart. We had financial struggles. We had many things happen to us. So when God spoke and he said, I'm raising the valley. I'm bringing you into a new place and a new season. I was like, yes, here we go. We're off. Blessing, expansion, souls. And it does mean that. We've grown. The church has grown. But in this season, what I didn't count on is the struggle that would happen personally and corporately. And I want to talk about that struggle today. I want to talk about what it's likened to. The Bible likens our struggle to labor. Laboring. Paul said he labored with the church he planted in Galatia. You know, they were his spiritual babies. They were people he'd raised, he'd planted, and they started to go off key. And he said that he labored. It felt like labor pains to see if Christ, I want to see Christ formed in you. And I was like, God, you know, I feel that. I feel that for you guys. If I'm allowed to feel that, I feel it, that Christ would be formed in you. And sometimes the labor we go through for Christ to be birthed in us is so painful. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the church, you guys, but also being Christ be formed in me, the feelings of labor that I go through. And because I don't want to lose him in the struggle. I don't want to lose what I have in the struggle of life. Sometimes the struggle's so challenging, I don't know whether it's warfare, whether it's me, whether it's you, or whoever it is, but it's just like, man, what is this? And when the Lord started to show me about Paul and laboring for his church and his children, he called them his children. It made me think of, and Lily probably won't like this, but my labor, there was two types of labor when I gave birth to my children. And don't turn off, guys, because this is to do with seasons. I'm talking about seasons. Whenever God speaks, he speaks in the natural to communicate the supernatural. He uses those things. So when you listen, guys, don't switch off. You were in that birth canal at one point, every one of you. So, it does apply to you. There was a mother and there was a birth canal and you came out. So, there you go. Let's put that to bed. With Lily, my and think about it, you've got a likened seasons to it. With Lily, she was laid on my back. So I had what you call a back labor. And if anybody in here has had a back labor, it is one of the most excruciating labors that you can have. Her back, her spine, was on my spine. So everything happened from the back. My waters didn't break. So she came out very quickly. It was very painful, but she came out surfing on her back. She was like, meow! And Paul was like, oh my gosh! And out she came on a flood of waters. And that was my first labor, 2.5 hours, and Lily was out. My second labor was Thomas. And Thomas was a front normal labor. And our waters, they broke normally, I suppose, normal. So I stood there, Paul had flown in from America, and he'd been away for 2 weeks. I was 9 months pregnant. I just bought a house. I moved our house with the men's home. Say hallelujah to the men's home. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And as Paul came in, he came up to the bed and he laid down, started to moan about how tired he was. I stood up and it went, psh. And he went, what are you doing? Have you wet yourself? I went, I don't know. He said, I think my waters are broke. He went, your waters are broke at this time of night? He said, I've just got in. I'm like. So up we go into the hospital. And 9 hours later, it was a lot. And maybe for some other people in this place, their labor, because I know people in this place, your labor was for months. I don't want to name names. Hi, podcast. We're not going to name names. But, you know, we've all had different seasons. But with Thomas, his was long and his was very painful. The waters broke naturally. It was excruciating. I went unconscious with the pain. And I remember when he came out, it was just a blur because I was so tired. So why I liken and why the Bible likens labor to Christ being formed in you is because seasons can actually be very, very different. Circumstances, situations, hardships, pain, good times, because out of that labor came a baby. What a beautiful thing. Beautiful children I have. But in it, there was a challenge, there was a struggle, there was pain. But it all came in different ways. You know, a different season. Some seasons are quick, you learn quick. Some seasons go on and on and on and on and on. And there's no end. But I tell you today that there is an end to every season in your life. There is an end. And there is a beginning. And I want to tell you also that how you respond in your season will determine how you go into your next season. You see, the season from last year, or whatever it was, doesn't even go in years, is the manure. It is used as the manure, the nutrient, the substance, to feed the new season. You see, but if you don't allow that stuff to become a foundation, to become a stepping stone, to become a driving force, to propel you into what Christ has for you, it means you've lost the end goal. The end goal is that Christ is being formed in you. If you forget that is the whole purpose for Christianity, that you will be changed and transformed and imprinted into the image of Christ, then let me tell you something else. Something else will form you. Something else will pattern your ways, because you will reflect something. You will reflect what you look at. You will reflect who you spend time with. Bad character, bad company, corrupts bad character. Why does the Bible say that? Because eventually you become who you're around. Eventually you will be formed into who you are around, good or bad. And eventually you will take on the form of that person or of that situation. So if rejection is your focus, then you will be rejected, because you are reflecting rejection. I can speak on rejection because it was the backdrop of my life. I got delivered. But you know what? I got delivered. But it has been a lifelong progress, lifelong, to transform my mind. Because every high thing, you know, those strongholds, those mindsets, you know what? You can't go to sleep for one day, because the enemy will continue to, and he'll bring situations and circumstances to compound that you are rejected. I want to tell you today, you are accepted in the Beloved. But it's not enough for me to tell you that. You had to know, but you know, but you know from God. You see, because he's the one that changes your image. He's the one that changes your reflection. He's the only one that can change your life. No man, no person, no marriage, no child, nothing but God Almighty can change your life. So what are you reflecting? What are you looking at? What are you spending time with? Because you will reflect what that is. The imagery, the imagery. You know that scripture, it says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed with the renewing of your mind. Many people say to me, what is the will of God for my life? You should know the will of God for your life. If your mind is transformed, you have the mind of Christ, your mind is renewed, you will know what God has for you. If you are not working upon this, reject and replace. If it's not the truth, get rid of it. If it's not in the Word, get rid of it. And you have to fight. You have to agonize. And I'm telling you, there's people in this place, you've given up the fight. And your mind is like a cesspool. You know how I can speak on that too? Because I've been there too. There's nothing I'm going to speak on that I'm going to say, you know what, that's not me. I've been there. I've grown tired. I've agonized. I've not understood what God is doing. At times, there's been labor pains where, you know what, God, this has to change. This can't go on. I can't go on with the things the same as they are. You have to do something. But there's a couple of things that you can't let go. You can't let go as a born-again believer. You can't let go of your prayer life. You can't let go of your word life. You can't let go of what you spend time with. You see, when I'm going through it, I don't just put on Radio 1. I don't just put on daytime TV and I fill my body with that stuff. Yes, I feel messed up. Yes, I feel weak. Yes, I feel like I can't go on. But you know what I do? I don't trust myself in those times. So I put worship music on. I put the Word of God in my ear. I go to bed with the Word of God. I memorize scripture. I start to just walk around. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your goodness and your mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in your house forever. Oh God, your love is everlasting. Your love is pure. You are a good, good Father, and you are perfect in all your ways. What are you perfecting in me, Father? What are you doing in me? I dialogue daily. I dialogue from the time I go to bed to the time I wake up. Before I sleep, I may be weak, but I know what I need. I know what I don't need. I don't know. I know who I don't need. And if I'm in a weak place, I'm not going to be around negative people or draining people, because I'm working out my salvation too, my friends. I'm working out my salvation as well with fear and trembling. I'm not always on my A game. I'm not always on my A game, but when I'm alone and when I'm refilling and when I'm walking and when I'm having solitude, when I'm processing, I'm not dialoguing with human beings. I'm dialoguing with the Spirit of God. I'm dialoguing with the Word. I'm deliberating with Him. I'm asking Him questions. I may not hear Him. I may not have heard Him for months. But I remember what He said to me before. I remember He said that He is doing a new thing. I remember the pictures He's given me. I remember the dry soil with cracks in it that He gave me in the worship service a couple of weeks. And this tiny little green shoot was wobbling like that. And the Lord said, I'm doing a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. That's all I've got to go on. That's what I'm holding to. That's what I'm asking Him about. So what does that mean, Father? What does that new thing mean, God? Why do I not feel? Why do I not have the faith? Why am my soul so downcast within me, oh God? Why the agonizing? Why the weakness in prayer, God? Why? But I talk to Him. I talk to Him. I lock down. I'm on lockdown. When I'm like this, I'm on lockdown. I'm not going to talk to you about my stuff. I'm not, because He has the answers. He has the answers. Yes, I speak to Paul. We talk to each other. He's my friend. We talk, but there are times when he just gets on my nerves. It's like, what are you talking about? That is not what I'm talking about. You're just frustrating me. He's like, I haven't even done anything. I said, well, exactly. That's what I mean. You're just frustrating. And why? It's because he can't give me. You can't give me. There's times when only he can give me. And there are a field. And this is what I saw this morning. There's a field. And the ground is a bit dry. It's okay. The water's moving. There's a field of promises in this place. And you know what God is doing? Those little seeds of promises, the little balls of faith and possibility and future, you know they're turning underground. They're in darkness, you know. Do you know seeds need darkness? That made me feel so reassured. I said, oh, okay. So when I feel like darkness, you know, we need darkness too. Darkness, light, nutrients. We need all those things for that little seed to burst forth. And in this place, the Lord showed me lots and lots of seeds, lots of promises. Because you've got to remember, it's new ground. The old ground is gone, the ending. We're in a new beginning. And in this new beginning, these seeds have to spring forth. They have to spring forth with faith. It's faith. If it's not faith, then it's not going to be God. You have to spring forth with faith. And you know, with the seed, there's a hard shell around the seed. And I think I've shared this before, but I live by these things. And every time I come into a new season, I think, oh, here we go again. Yeah, we're back. We're back at this place. Hardness. There's a shell around that seed. And in the plant world, the root that pops out is called a radical. Interesting that, isn't it? Radical. And that seed becomes the root of that plant. But you see, when that seed is broken, that's the only time that the shoot can pop out. And I believe there's people in this place that you have massive amounts of promises in your ground. But there's going to take some radical faith to burst out. Because if you don't have that root of faith, the Bible says that we are to be rooted. It brings stability. It brings security. It brings nutrients. It brings the spirit. It brings life. Without the root, you're just a rolling ball in the darkness. Because you know what? Without that root, it's not coming into the light. You're just rolling around in the darkness. And I know some of you have been feeling like that. Just rolling around in darkness. I want to tell you today that the Lord, and it is the Lord, wants to burst forth his root of faith. Because Christ, behind the scenes, has been doing something. Christ has been forming something beautiful in you. Something amazing. But you know also why it's so discouraging. And if I was to name it, it would be discouragement. If I was to name what I've been feeling is hopelessness and discouragement. I'm a very transparent person. Sometimes I wish I wasn't transparent. As transparent as I am, I wear my emotion. This is who I am. Hopelessness and discouragement has tried to come. And as I was praying, I said, God, why is that? He says, it's because you can't see anything. There's no evidence of this new season because it's all under the ground still. I said, but Father, I need to see transformation. I need to see evidence. I need substance. That's what faith is. It's believing in substance. You may not see it, but there will be an evidence. And we've been pastoring this church nearly 16 years, and season after season, God has been faithful. Faithful. And I don't know why. Every time I come to a new season, it gets harder. I ask God the same thing. He said, because you're so practiced, because you know so much, because you've been a Christian a long time. Every time now, and it's harder to break the seed every time. That seed, my hard seed now, my shell, oh, it's a naughty shell. It's a very naughty shell. It won't break like it did. I was so pliable as a baby Christian. Do anything with me, God. Now, I'm married. I've got children, the cares of the world, bills, sickness, gone through cancer for 5 years. You know, gone through miscarriages, gone through financial problems, gone through people and accusations. And you could list all yours too. Depression. The seed gets harder to break. But you can't go forward unless it breaks. You see, in the Bible, brokenness actually means, in Greek, completeness. Actually means that. And as a seed, unless it falls to the ground and dies, it cannot reproduce. You cannot reproduce unless you're broken. And then you're truly complete. Truly complete. And I believe in this place that there are some people that really need God to break them and to bring forth the potential of that promise, those seeds, that future that He has for you. Stand with me today. I don't know what labor pains you have. I know my labor pains. I know with some of you, I've got a few labor pains. I have. But you know what God does? He never gives up on us. And we're never to give up on each other until Christ is formed and to fulfill what Christ has for each and every one of us. Don't give up on me, because I'm in the process too. And I'm not going to give up on you by the grace of God. But we're in the struggle. We're in the reality. We're in the agonizing. But we're about to bear down. And guys, you won't know what that means. But when you're about to bear down, there is nothing on this earth that you can do to stop what is about to happen. And God wants you to know today that there is some bearing down in the supernatural. And God is going to about to break forth, nothing to do with me, but His purpose in you is being formed for your future. Come forward if you have any of this message has resonated with you today about what God is doing. You know our response to God? He sees everything.
In the present.
Everything.
You are making new
one. I want to also say this. Anyone who's praying for their children.
In the solar.
Just wait a minute. It's important. Anyone who's praying for their children, their loved ones, their husbands, their wives. I want to say this to you. You need to labor for them. And you know what? Labor is messy. There's blood everywhere. And sometimes with our kids, with our husbands, with our family members, it's messy. They don't sound right. It's messy. Our teenagers, it's painful. But you know what? You have a responsibility and I have a responsibility till Christ is formed. And I'm not letting you go. I'm not letting my kids go. I'm not letting you go until Christ is formed. And I may have to go through a dirty, bloody canal, but I'm coming through with you. We're birthing. Birth for those ones that don't know Christ. Birth for those women in the home, men in the home, our teenagers, our husbands, our wives. Everything we have to birth. Thank you, Father.
Victory Outreach Manchester is a family in the city, and we are here for you. Visit us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. Go to victoryoutreachmanchester.com for more information. See you soon.